First, it's time to talk sport with the ABC Grandstand's Craig Norenberg. Good morning, Craig.
Still the ABC. You got that right. Good morning.
All right. Oh, good. I'm glad we got that right. Did the selectors get the squad right?
Did they get it
for the
right?
Boxing Day test? Oh,
boy, I'll tell you in about a week and a bit.
Oh, come on. That's gutless, Craig.
No, I think, look, there's not much they could have done. At this stage, they were damned if they did and damned if they didn't. Ed Cowan certainly has suddenly sprung into reckoning. He's got a great book out at the moment, one you could really buy for Christmas. Great read, which at the time they were writing reviews saying he was a journeyman cricketer, probably stuck playing first grade in Sheffield Shield state cricket. Now suddenly he's been vaulted.
It's opening the batting for Australia.
Yeah, to open the batting for Australia against India. Has to say, India's bowling lineup won't be that great. It's our bowling stocks that are really going to be tested against all those wonderful Indian cricketers that'll be playing in the four-test series. So Cowan, we'll see how he goes. He scored a century this week in Canberra. So Sean Marsh is unlucky. They had to name a 13-man squad because of injury. So Marsh will probably drop out. An all-rounder Dan Christian is in the 12 as well.
Phil Hughes. Who's been making runs?
Well, Cowan's been making runs, so he's the guy to come into it. Phil Hughes sadly goes back to, well, he's not going to be playing in the 2020, so he goes back to playing first grade cricket. His chance will come again, as will Usman Khawaja, who was
probably
unlucky.
Do you think Phil Hughes' chances will come again?
Yeah, I think they will. If you look at most top grade batsmen, and that includes the likes of Michael Clarke or even Ricky Ponting earlier in his career, and Mike Hussey, they were dropped at various stages.
Going to say, Craig, but Phil, none of them had monstrous technical flaws.
Yeah, well, he started with such a flash. He scored a century against South Africa.
Yeah, because they bowled short and wide to him.
Yeah, that's right. But no, I think he'll be back. He needs big scores, and he needs to go back to first grade cricket. Maybe not playing 2020 is the thing for him not to do. He's got to get his technique right, keep his head down, and just stay in is the number one thing for him.
So, and you mentioned Usman Khawaja as well. You said he was unlucky, do you think?
Yeah, I think he's unlucky. Maybe they could have given him another chance, but I guess what they're doing, they're sitting in place here, is the team for the four-test series. So this team, you wouldn't expect. There might be a little bit of tinkering with maybe Marsh coming in and someone dropping out if Marsh becomes fit for the second through to the fourth test. But it'll be very interesting, and I noticed that a lot of people are saying that Australia might romp it in, given that India's... one of those people is Jeff Lawson, one of our grandstand commentators, who's saying he's seen enough of the Indians to suggest they don't travel well and the Aussies will do it easily.
They definitely don't travel well, but he thinks that losing to New Zealand was good preparation for taking on one of the best test teams in the world.
Well, I think what he's actually saying is the New Zealand test wasn't a bad thing for us and gave us the wake-up call that we needed, I think. And also our bowlers are pretty good. Patterson, Lyon's done okay. Peter Siddle's been pretty impressive. So I tend to agree. I don't think we'll do it maybe easily, but I tend to agree maybe we'll win the series.
I didn't catch up on the news with Ryan Harris. Has he been picked?
No, Harris isn't in the 13, so...
That would be a good side with Ryan Harris. That would be a good side.
Okay. And there was a 2020 game last night with Hobart, who are doing really well in the Big Bash.
Yes.
Beating the Sydney Sixers by 42 runs. This Pakistani import, Rana Naveed, who has perhaps the worst mullet in world cricket. He took 4 for 22 or 4 overs, so he was in fantastic form. I bet 8,000 people in Hobart, and it sounded like there was about 40,000.
And that's more than they got for the test match. Thanks very much,
yeah,
Craig.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We're running into the news, but thanks so much. Good to
Thank
talk
you.
To you.
Have a great day.